is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
So Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. He's also a veteran of Disney, Disney World, Disneyland, Disney in general. There's Yoder Bliss, there's Engineer Bliss, there's Deckhand Bliss, but right now there's Discerning Consumer Bliss, because Disney, according to the Financial Times, is going through a bad patch of the road. It's about money, of course, but there's this list of the troubles that have all of a sudden piled up out of nowhere for Bob Iger, who was a very successful leader of Disney for many years, stepped aside, retired, and yet he's returned because of these troubles. I read from the Financial Times feature. Despite the return last November of veteran CEO Bob Iger, box office is down. The share price erratic. Disney Plus subscriber numbers have fallen for two quarters running, and all the while a canonic American brand is cast as the enemy within by Republican governor of Florida and presidential hopeful Ron DeSantis. Jeff, a very good evening to you. The park, according to your reporting for some time now, is doing extremely well, and they're augmenting it. They're adding to it. And that says that people are still extremely affectionate towards the brand. So the problems, are they about movies? Are they about streaming? Where can we identify the damage is done that needs to be repaired? Good evening to you, Jeff.
Good evening, John. Well, the quick answer to all of those is yes. Those are all problems for Disney right now. So let's start with the park. As you pointed out, the parks are doing very well. It's like they fill them to capacity, although there are a number of things we're seeing online, we're hearing about in the news more often about frequent ride breakdowns, problems with customer service, those types of things, things that generally lead to dissatisfaction and people turning away from the park. But there's such a high demand, and they're being overlooked. People are still going to the park every day of the week. But the parks are very consistent in that they are really strongly connected to the established Disney brand. And that's kind of the problem when you go into the movie part of the Disney world, is that many of their movies have gone off brand. They've kind of gone off the rails. Have some of their other properties, their streaming properties, some of their other products. And they even brought in a person to be their head of brand there, we've talked about before. And it's really distanced them from a lot of their solid customer base over the past few years. And there is the challenge of there's much more out there these days for people to pick from. And they have a lot of political things they have to deal with, whether it's in Florida or otherwise. But a lot of this was done by the Disney folks themselves. They shot themselves in the foot several times. In an effort to try to appease certain groups, to follow certain, you know, trends that are happening right now, rather than sticking with the tried and true approach that Disney's known for.
The Financial Times piece identifies Michael Eisner, the CEO from the 1990s, as having turned around a company that had lost its way, something about not taking advantage of the magic that is Disney. And by magic, I mean Pinocchio and Bambi, okay? Two parts of it. There are other movies to mention, but Bambi's anxiety over his parents and the forest fire is all extremely vivid, no matter how long ago it was to when you first saw Bambi. Now, Michael Eisner did a great success moving with Pixar, moving with the movies, all of that. And Iger picked up the mantle and was also very successful. So where did it go wrong, Jeff? Can we identify, is it streaming? Because everybody got into the game quickly thinking there were enormous profits. Is it the pandemic that misled them to think they were doing well? Can you identify?
Well, again, I'm going to give you a yes answer to all of those and more. I think the problems with the getting greedy, getting beyond their, you know, out over their skis really happened during the pandemic. That really accelerated things for them. They saw numbers that weren't true. So a lot of people bought into things at that time thinking this is the way it's always going to be. Well, it hasn't been that way anymore. It's not that way anymore. But, you know, when you talk about the maybe the most important part of their franchise, the films, the, you know, the television entertainment, the music, things like that, they moved away from what everybody was attached to. So if you look at the old films, you look at the archetypes, the story arcs, the themes, things like that, they really tried to reach as many people as possible. You were talking about Bambi or Pinocchio, or you think about Old Yeller, you know, they're kind of sad in different ways and uplifting in other ways, but they all seem to touch people at least in one way. Whereas these new films that they've been coming out, some of the new entertainment have been geared to a portion of the population rather than the usual Disney population. And I'm not making an ethical judgment here or any kind of judgment at all, other than that they've strayed from understanding who their market is, and that's hurting them badly.
California. Jeff, it was in the money. There was money to be cast around. Everything was going fine. And now I read the surplus of $100 billion last year has turned to a $32 billion deficit. Does Sacramento have an explanation?
Sacramento has a lot of many explanations. None of them point to them being accountable for anything. But the truth is, you know, they've many times put their eggs all in one basket, whether it's Hollywood or Silicon Valley. They've tried to do things like get rid of industries we've had here that are important to revenue. And on top of that, been handing out money willy-nilly with all kinds of programs since the pandemic, whether they deserve to hand them out or not. And this has been digging a big hole. Plus, you have to remember, we have a lot of people who are moving this, leaving the state. And those people tend to be earners, people that either have good jobs and good educations or are getting good pensions, and they're moving out of the state. So that's money that also is not coming in. And let's not forget that, you know, even though the numbers are not bad throughout the entire state, that key areas like San Francisco and LA, you know, they're feeling the problems that are associated with crime and homelessness and all these other problems. They can't only are not only having a difficult time addressing, but are also sucking money out of things like convention and visitors bureau type things, tourism. So, you know, this is a sign of some things to come in California.
Los Angeles, Wall Street Journal reporting the homeless population has increased 10%. This is pre-pandemic growth. You've talked about, Jeff, how the Karen Bass, the new mayor, is confronting the homelessness. However, right now, there's no end in sight. Do you see it when you go into L.A.? We have about a minute.
I see it in L.A. I see it in San Diego. I see it in parts of Orange County, San Francisco, and Sacramento. This is a problem that's throughout the West. Portland's hit by this in a very big way. And it's just something that as much as they're trying to, you know, put a finger in one hole in the dam, another crack and another hole appear, they just can't keep up with it. Part of that is because of the corruption and endemic incompetence that's been there for so long. It's hard to get over those hurdles.
And finally, we come to the creatures who are dear to all of us, the bears, the mountain lions. But this is new to me. Sea lions acting up and being aggressive. Is there an explanation, Jeff?
They think the explanation is this large algae bloom we've had off the Southern California coast, a massive algae bloom, and what has caused a number of the animals to die, thousands of them washed up on the beach dead. But it gets in their brains and it affects them in ways that normally they wouldn't act this normal way. So you have sea lions that are attacking surfers and swimmers at some of the local beaches near me here. And that's a real problem, especially at the 4th of July weekend.
Jeff Bliss, Yodler Bliss, Engineer Bliss, Deccan Bliss. This is Pacific Watch. I'm John Patrick.